Bids for DOD's new electronic health record are due 2 weeks from now, and the department plans to have the system deployed in its first region, the Pacific Northwest, by the end of 2016. And while the department has insisted that the new commercial IT system include robust mechanisms for data exchange and comply with the standards set by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT, it won't, in and of itself, solve the problem of non-interoperable data between DOD's own systems and between DOD and VA. DOD's transition to a modern health record is in some ways more complicated than what private healthcare institutions have undergone as they've adopted EHRs. DOD was ahead of the game. The health record structure it's using right now, ALTA, was deployed at a time when only about 5% of hospitals in the country were using electronic systems, and it predates modern interoperability standards. As a result, for at least the foreseeable future, DOD is going to be living with a mix of modern and interoperable health records, data from legacy systems, and paper records, according to Marianne Rocky, the Deputy Program Executive Officer for the modernization effort.
Veterans who are going to the VA now, who are older, served before we had even CHCS, before we had ALTA. So we have a mixed record for, and then we have another program also for inpatient. So we have a kind of a mixed system in which data is, we have paper data for many going to the VA. We have paper data. We have data in multiple legacy systems. And when we get the new EHR, that's not going to change. We're going to have data in legacy systems.
For DOD and VA, the issue is not so much that the departments can't share data with one another. They do, on a vast scale. Each department has a shared repository that includes the health records of 6.5 million patients, and 1.5 million pieces of information move electronically between the two departments every single day. The problem is interoperability. It's one thing to move information. It's quite another to make it readily accessible to the actual human beings who need to see it.
We do share a lot of information, but a lot of that sharing is not a standards base. So what a clinician in VA, we'll just take as an example, has to do is, let's say they're in VISTA and then in lab results or whatever, then they have to go, oh, you have something in the DOD. So then they click on another button, remote data viewer, and then it comes up with just a big, long blob of information, and they have to try to sort through it and find whatever it is they're looking for. Hard to do when you have a scheduled appointment time. So we don't make it so convenient for them. The data might be there, but a lot of times they go, heck, I can't find it. So they'll do another lab or whatever they need to do.
During the long saga of attempts to integrate DOD and VA's records, the Pentagon has created a series of projects to make various types of data more interoperable between the two departments. The Pentagon only recently consolidated all of those efforts into a single office known as the Defense Management Information Exchange, or DMIX. Rocky says one of DMIX's more urgent tasks is to take the systems VA and DOD already operate and translate the data they produce into information that speaks a common language.
We've identified 26 areas where we're standardizing data elements, and by the end of this year, we'll have millions of those data elements mapped to the standards, so we'll be able to use that data more effectively. The other use cases are going to demand that standardization in other areas as well. The 26 is a great start, though.
If DOD and VA manage to translate their paper and legacy electronic data into an interoperable format, the implications would be enormously positive, not just for individual patients, but for one of the promises that health IT advocates have made all along, the idea that better data can lead to a better understanding of which practices make for better patient outcomes. Joe Francis is the Chief Quality and Performance Officer for the Veterans Health Administration. He says while it's unfortunate that the long trail of data the two departments hold is not interoperable as of now, the fact that it exists at all represents a huge potential.
The singular challenge in understanding patient outcomes and in bringing value to healthcare is longitudinality. Almost everything that we do today in healthcare measurement and quality and performance measurement is cross-sectional. You know, I take a sample of my population today, next quarter, so on and so forth. What I really want to know is take, you know, Frank there, and over the 20 years that we're taking care of his blood pressure or diabetes or whatever, how is his outcome changing? Well, what health plan is going to institute a 20-year contract so that over that 20-year time, taking care of Frank, assuming he stays 20 years with that insurance plan or that hospital or that doctor, that I can be fairly compensated for improving his health? Right now, there's only one place in the country that can do that, and that's the combined DoD-VA healthcare system.
Unlocking the power of that data storehouse is going to take a lot more work. Until recently, DoD had not even applied much pressure to its own military services to standardize the way they record information in health IT systems and how that information should be communicated between the services. The newly created Defense Health Agency represents some change on that front. Health IT is one of the shared services DHA created to consolidate some of the functions the military departments had been duplicating amongst themselves. Dave Bowen is DHA's Chief Information Officer.
And when I came to the DoD, I was amazed that the services do almost nothing the same. Their HR procedures are different. Their finance procedures are different. My clinicians tell me their care procedures are different. And so trying to bring all of this stuff together, particularly given the culture of the services, is really a challenge. But certainly if we're going to be effective, we've got to define what our data is going to be, how it's going to be collected. To be successful, we've got to be able to compare the data, and we've got to make sure that the data is in fact comparable. So standards are a huge component of this. What I tell my folks as recently as the other day is that, you know, we've got to analyze what we've got. We've got to standardize the stuff that's non-standard once we decide the standards are, and then we've got to rationalize all the non-standard data and activities into some sort of a standard model.
But the creation of DHA hasn't solved all of DoD's data exchange challenges either. The Surgeon Generals from each military service are still legally in charge of most of the aspects of the healthcare services they provide, and they're also bound by the IT policies of their own services. So, for example, even if the Army signs off on the information assurance level of a healthcare IT system, it can't be used jointly until cyber officials from the other services also get their own crack at it. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.